towards the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. Today's attunement is the prayer Khatum by Hazrat Pir Murshid Inayat Khan. And I begin with a personal story because it relates to this prayer and how I came to this path of the universal Sufi message of Hazrat Inayat Khan. And hence I'm here with you because of this also. And when someone inquires about my spiritual path, I often tell them that my dear friend, Stephanie Sabato, gave me a book, and that book was The Unity of Religious Ideals, with teachings by Hazrat Inayat Khan. And that, as I read this book, I felt that everything in my heart was being spoken. And there was this feeling of finally arriving home. And contemplating this and retracing my journey, it took me back to a time prior to receiving this book when I first heard the prayer Khatum. Stephanie, before also being known as Murshida Nuria, was a professor and a colleague and a friend. And when I met her in 1998, I met her in 1988. It's been longer than 1998. But Stephanie then was naturally and undeniably a teacher and a friend who was an inspiring ray of light. And of course, she still is this inspiring ray of light, not only for me, but I know for many. And Stephanie, back in 1988, had discovered the Dances of Universal Peace, and with her bright enthusiasm, encouraged me to attend this with her. And so while there, you know, I was feeling uncertain about this activity with this group of people I did not know because I'm a little more introverted and this was a unique experience for me. And so anyway, you know, I thought I'm here with my friend, I've got to stay for the duration. And then at the end of the dances was the offering of the prayer Khatum. As the words of Khatum were prayed, I felt that everything that was in my heart that I desired was held in the words of this prayer. There was a feeling of harmony in it, and it was expressed with such beauty, and it had this expansive heart quality. I was raised by my parents in the Protestant Christian faith, and in the church we attended, there was a painting known as Christ at Heart's Door. I don't know if any are familiar with it. But in this painting, there is a stone wall with a wooden door and all this floral green foliage is cascading around the wall and roses bloom near the door, an expression of this beautiful garden, an expression of thy beauty. And Christ, glowing with this aura of divine light, is at the door knocking. The prayer Ketum was like this, a knocking on the door of my heart. And then Stephanie, with her ability to hear what was in my heart, offered me the book, The Unity of Religious Ideals, which is an expression of our service of universal worship. And this is a service that I think most of you may be familiar with, in which the scriptures from all the world religions are read with this spirit of fostering a greater understanding of our mutual ideals in the spirit of unity. And so here, what you see behind me is the daily service of the universal worship set up on this altar. It is an abbreviated form of the service of universal worship, which makes it possible to practice on a daily basis at home. This altar sets the stage for our attunement to the prayer, Ketum, and teachings of Hazrat Inayat Khan. The tall lighted candle in the service represents the light that is lit by the divine light. So I'm not using a traditional wax candle here, and I don't have that candle of divine light to light this candle with, but I imagine that this divine light is all around in every little particle in the atmosphere. It is without and it is within, and this divine light kindles this light, which represents all those known and unknown who have held aloft the light of truth through the darkness of human ignorance. We also see with this candle the flowers, and the flowers represent thy beauty, harmonizing us to thy beauty. We also see, right behind me here, the rose petals from the Darga of Hazrat Inayat Khan, which are here in place of burning incense. But the effect is the same, that this fragrance of thy beauty harmonizes the atmosphere as we breathe it in. And these petals from the Darga of Hazrat Inayat Khan came home with me in 1993 after being there with Nuria on this journey through India, a spiritual pilgrimage. And they're still fragrant to this day. So we have that atmosphere. I also included a picture of Hazrat Pir Murshid Inayat Khan, because we are nearing Viladat Day, his birthday, July 5th, 1882. So he's here with us as we remember him. Also, we have on the altar, I almost forgot, the Gayan, Vidan, and Nirtan, which is standing up here. And during the daily service, a reading is offered from this text. And so I share this passage for art for today's attunement. These are the words of Hazrat Inayat Khan. By the power of prayer, one opens the door of the heart in which God, the ever-forgiving, the all-merciful, abides. In the daily service, following this reading, one prayer is offered, and that is Ketum. Though you are muted, please join me in saying the first two phrases of this prayer with glorification rising from your heart and spreading. O thou, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the Lord of heaven and earth. In my religious upbringing, I had never heard God described in words such as this: the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty. A knock on the door of my heart. And then this: open our hearts that we may hear thy voice, which constantly cometh from within. Another knock. Though I had experience of hearing thy voice from childhood to that moment, the God I learned of, imagined, and spoke to existed in heavenly on high and external to myself. These words of the prayer helped me to finally see that glimmer of God within, Lord of heaven and earth. Murshid teaches the Creator, by means of the human heart, experiences life within and without. Hence we pray, open our hearts, that we may hear thy voice, which constantly cometh from within. These words are contained in the symbol of our Sufi lineage. The heart contains the crescent moon and the star of divine light. The crescent moon is like the two hands cupped, you can see it, a receptacle of the heart. It is the form of one's hands cupped to the ears in the call to prayer of Islam. May I have the open ears of the heart, the subtlety of inner hearing, to hear thy voice. So we will give our contemplative practice to this phrase of the prayer. Pir Moinuddin recently guided us in practices of fikr, and we can apply this by placing this phrase upon the rhythmic movement of the breath. And when we are praying, we use the words our and we. And Murshida Nuria recently reminded me, and she asked me, do you include yourself? Do you pray for yourself? Sometimes I realize I don't. I say that prayer and I don't include myself. So it's very important that we do include ourselves when we think our, when we pray we, because we're not separate. We are part of the one in that collective we. So find your natural rhythm of the breath, a balanced rhythmic swing of inhaling and exhaling. It may be 3 beats, 4 beats, or more. You may count beats if it helps you establish a rhythm. But find this rhythm and continue this balanced rhythmic breath as you listen to the practice as it's described. The practice begins on the exhalation. So inhale. And then as you exhale, feel your heart expand as you silently recite, open our hearts. As you inhale, drawing within, silently recite, that we may hear thy voice. And now we add a relaxed holding of the breath in the same rhythm as we silently recite, which constantly cometh from within. So exhaling, open our hearts, inhaling that we may hear thy voice, hold, which constantly cometh from within. So do this in your own rhythm 3 times. Amen. Murshid, if the depth of one's heart has heard the prayer, God has heard it, because God hears through the ears of one's being. When one prays through their own ears, God hears it. Returning to Kutum, we then pray, disclose to us thy divine light, which is hidden in our souls. Again in this prayer, God within. Now hear these words of Murshid as he speaks of this turning of within to without. He says, the attitude should first be to seek God within, and after seeking God within, then to see God outside. I think I was doing it backwards. First, see God within, then see God outside. In the story of the 1001 Nights, we read that Aladdin went to look for a lantern. That lantern is the divine light within, and it is very difficult to find. Once a person has found that lantern, the next thing is to throw that light on the outer life in order to find God both within and without. Prayer, night vigil, any form of worship, all these things are helpful. So visualizing the Sufi symbol, the crescent moon within the heart, I think of that crescent moon and it reminds me of the eye of the Buddha in meditation. The eyelids are partially closed, not closing off awareness, but softening the outer sight. And the eyes are cast down towards the heart, turned within toward insight. The crescent moon, which is seated beneath the star of the divine light, is a receiver of light. It is also a reflector of light. We all experience the luminous beauty of the moon as it reflects the light of the sun and shines in the darkness, lighting our path with its brilliance. This sun that is the most radiant star in our cosmos. You may have witnessed this luminous moon. It was glorious during the recent full moon that happened during the summer solstice. It was just beautiful and so clear. You could see, as it was as if you were right there and could see everything on the surface of the moon. It was really lovely. So with our prayer, disclose to us thy divine light, which is hidden in our souls. We, like Aladdin, seek the lantern, thy divine light within, thy inner light of knowing and understanding. In our seeking, as the star of the divine light fills the cup of the crescent moon of our heart, we, like the moon, may become full and brilliant, reflecting thy light upon the clouds and confusions of our life. Praying for insight. We ask for this in the next line of the prayer, Khatum, when we pray that we may know and understand life better. So we will place these two phrases upon the rhythmic swing of the breath. And if applying a beat distracts your concentration and intention of the prayer, just allow a relaxed rhythmic swing of the breath. You might include this meditative glance of the Buddha with this prayer. We begin on the inhalation, turning our sight within, silently reciting, disclose to us thy divine light. And now we add a relaxed holding of the breath, seeking that light deeper within, silently reciting, which is hidden in our souls. And then exhaling, we reflect that light toward our life in the outer world, silently praying that we may know and understand life better. So inhaling, disclose to us thy divine light, hold, which is hidden in our souls. Exhale, that we may know and understand life better. So three times in your rhythm. Amen. Murshid. Now this gradual awakening to the message at first shows in a deep felt need of knowing something which is different from all the earthly knowledge. It starts with an inclination to understand things pertaining to life better. It begins with a desire that I must find my real self somewhere, that I must get closer to God, that I must build a bridge from here to the other world, that I can secure the continuity of my life, that I may be sure of the hereafter, and that I may be able to perceive the sign of life after death, that I may be able to live more harmoniously with my fellow beings, that I may know and learn to think rightly, to act rightly, that I may be stronger to face all that comes in life, this life, which is full of responsibilities, full of difficulties, full of pains and troubles. Every day we awake to encountering all that comes in life. And I know my day begins with a list of plans And then there's all that arises that's unexpected, unanticipated, sometimes feels inconvenient. And, you know, there's the troublesome interactions with others in our life, our greater human family that arise. There are immediate notifications of all the problems throughout the world. Politics, wars, the health of our planet, the plight of our human family. It is all around us. And these influences that affect us within. We are here, we're on this path to help us with that, as Murshid understood all of this very well, saying, often a fine person has jarring influences from around, from those with whom one comes in contact, one's friends, one's enemies. Everywhere one finds life most difficult. If one goes on like this, it becomes nothing but a terrible life. One becomes irritated, and one becomes a difficult object for others. But by attaining that strength, which comes from the deeper side of life, one is able to get above things, to overcome the influences which come up and jar one's sensibilities. They are all thrown back, and one can keep oneself in right tone and rhythm. The purpose of life is to keep oneself in right tone and rhythm. The nature of life is to put off the right tone and rhythm. Life is a continual struggle. It is no need to say that it is not struggle. I kind of giggle when I hear Mercia talking like this. I mean, he knew it. And so here we are. Life is a struggle. One must develop one's strength to combat with this struggle and to harmonize, making rhythm and tone to cope with this struggle, creating at the same time harmony and beauty. Therefore, Sufism is called the philosophy of love, harmony, and beauty. That means to understand really what it means to create in one's everyday life this, which is the seeking of every soul. It certainly was my seeking. And every practice we have inherited from Murshid Inayat Khan is offered to us for the very purpose and attainment of this right tone and rhythm in our life. The practice of zikr and fikr develop the tone of the heart and the rhythm of the breath, strengthening our inner and outer fortitude for encountering the disharmonious influences that arise in life. The words of the prayer Khatum tune us to the deeper side of life, harmonizing our tone and rhythm to the ideals of the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty. If we are to understand life better in this earthly existence fraught with struggles, we turn to thy voice, thy light, that we may know and understand thy divine nature. Murshid, the believer who adorns their God with all that the imagination can supply, sees God as all beauty, as all goodness, and as the most merciful and compassionate God, and recognizes God as the Almighty, the Supreme Being. And so we call upon the Supreme Being as we pray in Khatum, most merciful and compassionate God. And we beseech this perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, who is mercy and compassion, to fill this cupped and open crescent moon of our heart, praying, give us thy great goodness. Murshid teaches, the lover of goodness loves every sign of goodness. They overlook the faults of others and fill up the gaps by pouring out love and filling up that which is lacking. This is real nobility of the soul. Religion, prayer, and worship are all intended to ennoble the soul, not to make it narrow, sectarian, and bigoted. One cannot arrive at true nobility of spirit if one is not prepared to forgive imperfect human nature. For all, worthy or unworthy, require forgiveness. Only in this way can one rise above the lack of harmony and beauty until at last one arrives at the stage when one reflects what one has collected. This teaching is in the next line of the prayer as we beseech the most merciful and compassionate to guide us toward this true nobility, to help us reflect all of thy great goodness we have collected with the quality of forgiveness as we pray. Teach us thy loving forgiveness. And then these words of the prayer. Another profound pronounced knock resounding on the door of my heart. Raise us above the distinctions and differences which divide men. Yes, please, God, this. In Murshid's time, men was a term that also could mean all human beings. And in our time, with sensitivity and understanding that the term men, being gender specific, may deter some from this prayer, we also hear this phrase of the prayer said in this way. Raise us above the distinctions and differences which divide. This passage by Murshid in Nayat Khan conveys the intention of these words of the prayer within the context of conditions of the world in his time. Today the hour has come when narrowness should be abandoned in order to arise above those differences and distinctions which divide men or human beings. This rising will raise our neighbors. For God is not pleased when some of God's children are considered one's brothers and sisters, and other children of God are considered as separate. What we need today is to train ourselves to tolerate one another. And the hour is here now, as it was in Murshid's time. And when we hear this word tolerate, Murshid was not saying to put up with, which I think has become a limited connotation of our time, of the meaning of that word. By definition, tolerate means to allow the existence, occurrence, or practice of something that one does not necessarily like or agree with without interference. And with the study of Murshid's teachings, one can also recognize that tolerate does not mean to accept with complacency or without interference harmful acts towards our human family and all living beings. But in his time, through this prayer, Khatum, Murshid was speaking of training ourself to open in understanding to ourselves through the ears and eyes of the heart. Through this spiritual process, we open an understanding to the ego nature of our humanness that is not only a cause of distinctions and differences among fellow human beings, but also a cause for delusion of distinctions and differences that separate us from understanding our divine interconnectedness with all forms of life. And so by harmonizing with the ideals of perfection, of love, harmony, and beauty, we are raised in greater knowing and understanding of thy divine nature, which will develop tolerance, or perhaps patience and forbearance, that help us to rise above distinctions and differences. And we do this with the prayer Khatum, placing these following words on the inhalation and the exhalation of the breath. The phrases of the prayer have a rhythm, so let them naturally guide the flow of the rhythm of the breath. And you can just fall into that breath. You may have to adjust it a little with these phrases. Like I said, they'll guide it. But we begin on the exhalation, praying and bowing in humility and surrender as we pray, breathing out, most merciful and compassionate God. And then we inhale the beneficence of the most merciful and compassionate, silently reciting, give us thy great goodness. We exhale, and on the exhalation, that great goodness is spreading outward in life on the length and breadth of the breath. As we pray, teach us thy loving forgiveness. And then as you inhale, feel your breath expand within around your heart center. Feel the breath rise and kind of open and spread the shoulder blades as if lifting you on wings. As you pray, raise us above distinctions and differences which divide. Inhale, and then as you exhale, pray, most merciful and compassionate God, inhale, give us thy great goodness. Exhale, teach us thy loving forgiveness. Inhale, raise us above distinctions and differences which divide. 3 times in your rhythm. Amin. Murshid, the way to spirituality is the expansion and the widening of the heart in order to accommodate the divine truth. The heart must be expanded. The true spirituality is the raising of the consciousness to that plane, which is the abode of the divine being. This is the meaning of the wings in the Sufi symbol. Wings that reach outward from within, expanding and spreading thy great goodness. Wings that lift and raise our consciousness to that plane of the divine being, and spread without thy love, thy harmony, thy beauty, as we pray. Send us the peace of thy divine spirit. So let's just say that together again, just that phrase. Send us the peace of thy divine spirit. As I contemplated this phrase, I heard in my inner ear the divine name of Allah, Yah Ra'uf. In a Sufi message class in April, Murshida Nuria guided us in this practice of Yah Ra'uf. It's spelled R-A-apostrophe-U-F. For me, Yah Ra'uf is the very feeling and expression of the peace of thy divine spirit. In Physicians of the Heart, we learn that Yah Ra'uf is the peacefulness of resting in God in the midst of suffering, trials, the struggles in life that Murshid speaks of. And within Ra'uf is the sacred name Rahim. And this is the divine mercy which we call upon when we're praying, Most Merciful and Compassionate God. And it says in Ra'uf that our Rahim becomes omnipresent, spreading into everything without exception. Yah Ra'uf is an invocation of gentle, profound love that deeply penetrates into the core of one's being. So through the sound vibration of Yah Ra'uf, we will enter into this peace, and we'll do this as a practice. The sound of Ra, just Ra, we dive into that deep peace in that ah sound, resting in this gentle, all-pervading love. And then there's the sound, oof, oof. It's this lifting. It's like the lifting of peace on wings from this place of love. And you might hear at the end of oof, is this, the breath releases, and it's like the spreading of the wings of peace, spreading into everything without exception. So we'll do this practice 33 times, beginning by intoning Yah Ra'uf. Then we will drop the Yah and just softly intone Ra'uf for 11 times, and then the last 11 times will be done silently, inward on the breath. Yah Ra'uf, Yah Ra'uf, Yah Ra'uf, Yah Ra'uf, Yah Ra'uf, Yah Ra'uf, Yarauf, Yarauf, Yarauf. And in this atmosphere of peace, the prayer khatum is sealed within as we pray and unite us all in thy perfect being. Murshid. Sufism brings to the world the message of unity, uniting in the parenthood of God beyond all differences and distinctions. The chief object of the Sufi is to bring about a friendly understanding between people of different nations and races, to bring people of different religions closer together in one understanding, the understanding of truth. The word khatum holds the meaning, producing an impression or an effect upon a thing from another thing. All the words of the prayer are imprinting an effect upon our feeling heart. The word khatum also holds the meaning of producing an impression like the engraving or embossing of a signet or seal. And historically, we are familiar with the signet, a symbolic signature of persons of nobility that was engraved in a stamp or a ring and impressed in a warm, pliable wax, as a seal upon the treasurable words of a document to be delivered and disclosed in trust. Imagine your heart as soft and warm as pliable wax. All the meaning and ennobling effect of the words of the prayer khatum are impressed within that soft warmness. With a signet, a seal upon your heart, entrusting the sacred nobility of this prayer within. This seal is the heart containing the crescent moon and the star of divine light, rising on wings. Visualizing this seal impressed upon your heart, let us recite the full prayer, khatum, together. O thou, who art the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the Lord of heaven and earth, open our hearts that we may hear thy voice, which constantly cometh from within. Disclose to us thy divine light, which is hidden in our souls, that we may know and understand life better. Most merciful and compassionate God, give us thy great goodness, teach us thy loving forgiveness, raise us above the distinctions and differences which divide men. Send us the peace of thy divine spirit, and unite us all in thy perfect being. Amen. Murshid, in the realization of God and in the love of God, what are we expected to do? We are expected to unite with one another in the thought of God and in the love of God. How should we derive the greatest benefit from this service we attend, this prayer we offer? From the time we leave here, this idea must continue in our heart. If we are in the office, in the factory, or in the market, the idea must be there. The prayer must continue with us in all our works in life. Not only the prayer of glorifying the name of God, but that lesson that we receive in the prayer, that all wisdom is from God, from whatever scripture, whatever religion, whatever form, all comes from one source. And to all, since we have the daily service here on the altar, the closing blessing of the service of universal worship. May the blessings of God rest upon you. May God's peace abide with you. May God's presence illuminate your heart, now and forevermore. Thank you, everyone, for sharing this prayer with me today.